This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. For Tuesday, February 13th, I'm Jeff Bossert. Coming up, we'll hear about Karl Rove's visit to Springfield as part of Sangamon County's Republican annual Lincoln Day luncheon, and a look at the very wintry and snowy AM 580 weather forecast for Champaign-Urbana. But first, a look at today's news. At least 5 inches of snow fell in the Champaign area overnight, and winds have created drifts. A blizzard warning remains in effect for much of the WILL listening area through midnight. Mike Claffey of Illinois' Department of Transportation says more than 330 trucks are clearing interstate highways and state roads in 6 counties across northeastern Illinois. But he says the wind is making their job increasingly difficult. The snow settles back on highways as soon as workers removed it. Meanwhile, Chicago's O'Hare International Airport has canceled 400 flights. Snowplow operators are working through their second snowfall in as many weeks in Champaign-Urbana. Gail Jamison of Urbana's Public Works Department told Urbana's city council last night that crews on 12-hour shifts spent the evening spreading salt and chemicals on city streets to prepare for the snowfall. He says their goal is to clear all Urbana streets of snow quickly.
Our plan is to have made one pass through every local street within 24 hours after the snowfall stops. Now, as you can well understand, if it gets real windy and we have a lot of drifting, and we have to focus on some of the arterials and collectors, we may not get to every local street within that 24 hours, but that's our intent right now.
Jamison estimates that snow removal cost the city of Urbana roughly $10,000 per inch of snowfall, more in windy weather. He says the public can make the plowing easier by avoiding unnecessary driving and not parking their cars on the street until the snow is removed. For the first time in nearly 3 decades, the University of Illinois has canceled all classes. U of I administrators made the call around 8:30 this morning. Spokeswoman Robin Kaler says the snow was becoming too hazardous even for pedestrians.
We can't keep up with clearing the sidewalks, and that's forcing students to walk down the street, and that is obviously not a good thing. So we're asking that students stay at home, faculty, staff, unless you are essential personnel, stay at home, and let's just give the crews the time and the storm, the time to finish the business of clearing the roads.
Kaler says many employees had called in this morning unable to get into work, but it was not having an impact on essential services like facilities maintenance and food services for students. She says only those U of I employees deemed essential are expected to report to work today. A member of the Fighting Illini men's basketball team is listed in critical condition this morning following an overnight car accident. Brian Carwell suffered a severe concussion and is at Carl Foundation Hospital's intensive care unit. He was riding in a car driven by teammate Jamar Smith, who also suffered a concussion but was treated and released. U of I Assistant Athletics Director Kent Brown says the car was headed down South 1st Street in the campus area when, for unknown reasons, it crossed the center line and struck a tree. Brown says Coach Bruce Weber spent the night at the hospital with Carwell.
He indicated this morning that, you know, seeing that Brian was going to be okay, but certainly going to keep a very close watch on him during the day today.
Brown says it's not known if weather played a role in the wreck, which remains under investigation by university police. Carwell is a 19-year-old freshman from Maywood and reserve player for the Illini. Smith is a 19-year-old sophomore and part-time player. Landlords in Urbana who fail to make repairs on their rental property will be ticketed under a new ordinance approved by the city council last night. AM 580's Jim Meadows has more.
The ticket system was added to an overhaul of the city's building code, which Urbana City Council members approved on a 5-2 vote. Alderman Charlie Smythe says ticketing landlords for code violations won't affect the majority who take care of their properties, but it will put pressure on the others.
What this does is it deals with that handful of landlords that drag us through the system over and over and over again and cause problems in the neighborhood.
Alderwoman Lynn Barnes says problem landlords probably won't take much notice of a simple ticket, but she says it could be a burden for honest landlords who are still adjusting to Urbana's new rental registration ordinance.
The good landlords, I'm afraid, will look at this and look at our new rules and go, whoa, you know, kind of another thing to worry about in Urbana.
Barnes and Alderwoman Heather Stevenson voted against the ordinance. The tickets carry fines of $100 and will go up from there with each repeat violation. Up to now, landlords in Urbana have been fined only when they were taken to court. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
The Indiana Senate has approved a bill requiring schools to give parents information about the link between a sexually transmitted disease and cervical cancer. Supporters of the bill hope it will encourage sixth grade girls to become vaccinated against HPV. The bill passed 44-5 and now heads to the House. It would require schools to provide information stating that the HPV vaccine is available. A government advisory panel has recommended that all girls get the shots at age 11 or 12 before they're likely to be sexually active. At least 18 states, including Illinois, are debating whether to require the vaccine. Governor Mitch Daniels says the issue should be left up to the General Assembly. For the latest newscast online, go to wiol.uiuc.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Jeff Bossert. The man credited with engineering President George W. Bush's White House wins came to Illinois Monday as part of the Sangamon County Republicans' annual Lincoln Day Luncheon. Karl Rove's appearance comes at a time when Illinois Republicans are searching for answers after a series of unsuccessful elections. He told the crowd that there is hope for the future. Amanda Venicky reports.
Illinois is a blue state, blue meaning Democrat, and it's turning more so. According to a report released last month, Gallup's polling showed 52% of voters identified themselves as Democrats or leaning that way, while 39% said they were or leaned Republican. It's blue also, as in how Illinois Republicans are feeling after recent political losses. Democrats have made inroads in suburbs long considered GOP strongholds. This November, Illinois Democrats not only kept their control of the General Assembly, they gained seats in both chambers, and Democrats now hold every statewide office. Republicans also recently lost out on the national level, as Democrats gained the majority in Congress. But, says presidential adviser Karl Rove,
now is not the time for excuses. Defeat strips away the ability to ignore. Instead, defeat challenges us to renew and refocus and redouble our efforts.
Rove says it's a matter of re-energizing, being bold, standing up for Republican beliefs.
We need to draw on our timeless conservative principles, but adapt them for the requirements of a new century, a new economy, and new global challenges. You can start to see that vision when it comes to the issue of the budget and taxes.
State Senator Bill Brady of Bloomington, himself a staunch conservative, agrees that getting back to those basics and solidifying the moderate base is what will help Republicans gain power in Illinois.
I think we've got to shift back to our core values. They're the right views. They're the right issues. We've just got to stick with them, and we've got to sell them in a way that brings people over to our party.
However, it's Karl Rove himself who, in a sense, represents what's kept the Illinois GOP from doing so. While conservatives have long been a vital part of the party, Rove's strategy for building a Republican base nationally has relied on reaching out to the religious right. It's their votes that helped propel Bush to the presidency and alienated moderates. Even Bob Schlander, Illinois Republicans' representative to the party's national committee, admits the GOP is divided.
There's no question the Republican Party is in disarray in this state. There's a lot of infighting between the more old-line moderate folks and the more right-wing conservatives, and there's a lot of unpleasantness.
State Senator Dan Rutherford of Shenoah says Republicans need to realize it's all right to disagree about social issues in order to unify for the common cause.
We need to be, as a party, understanding that there are good Republicans that happen to be pro-choice, and there are good Republicans that happen to be a different opinion on the Second Amendment. And that's okay. We just can't go and eat our own because we happen to disagree on those social issues.
Rutherford and Schlander agree that while infighting has left the party in factions, there's also a failure of organization. They say improving will take figuring out what went wrong. Yet while the party takes pains to remobilize, Republicans can't help repeat a campaign mantra that all politics are cyclical, recalls Schlander.
It wasn't too long ago, in 1994, that the Republicans won every statewide office and majorities in both houses of the legislature. Now, you know, it'll turn around again, but it'll take some time.
While Republicans in the blue state of Illinois wait for the pendulum to swing back to red, they say they're searching for a new generation of viable candidates and strong leaders. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
In the forecast for East Central Illinois, very windy. Snow and considerable blowing and drifting snow, creating blizzard conditions at times today. Snowfall may be heavy at times. Total snowfall by sunset, 9 to 12 inches expected. The temperature will hover around 20 degrees. The wind from the northeast, 25 to 35 miles per hour with gusts over 45. Very windy, colder tonight, with snow continuing during the evening, tapering to flurries overnight. Severe blowing and drifting snow will continue, the lows 7 degrees. Winds will come from the north at 20 to 30 miles per hour with gusts over 35. Tomorrow, intervals of clouds and sunshine, windy and cold with a few snow showers. Significant blowing and drifting snow will continue. The high 15 degrees. We'll get winds from the north to northwest at 15 to 25 miles per hour. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Tuesday, February 13th. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, The Afternoon Magazine, Agricultural Programming, as well as other helpful information at our website, wiol.uiuc.edu. The site also features a list of closings and cancellations in light of the weather situation. I'm Jeff Bonsert, AM 580 News.